This is the Sakar Muli of 3rd of June 2026. Essence. Sweet children, in order to receive blessings from the Father, become worthy, serviceable children and give everyone happiness. Don't cause anyone sorrow. Question. In order to free yourself from the punishment of Dharamraj, what godly disciplines do you have to pay attention to? Answer. Having made a promise to God, don't disobey him. Don't cause anyone sorrow. Those who become angry, distress others, or behave in a way that would defame God's name will have to experience a lot of punishment. Therefore, don't perform any such actions. No matter if an illness breaks out or how many storms of Maya come, remain constantly free from doing anything wrong by using your intellect to judge what is right and what is wrong. Song. Who has come to the door of my heart? Om Shanti. Who said Om Shanti? Bap and Dada. You children would definitely have the faith that our Father, from beyond this world, is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva. And this one, Brahma, is the subtle father of all the children. Only he is called Prajapita Brahma. Could anyone except Prajapita Brahma have so many children? He didn't have them before. It was when the unlimited father entered him that he became Dada. This Dada himself says, "You receive the property of the father from beyond this world." Grandchildren are always heirs to their grandfather. Their intellect yoga goes to their grandfather because they receive a right to his property. When a child is born to a king, he would be told that it is the property of his elders. They definitely have a right to the property of their elders. You children understand that you are claiming the sovereignty of heaven, the greatest property of all, from the unlimited Father. The Father is teaching us. You are now sitting personally in front of him. The intoxication of sitting personally in front of Baba is experienced number-wise according to your efforts. Some have a lot of love in their hearts of becoming heirs of God, the highest on high, through this corporeal mother and father. The unlimited father is so sweet that he is making us worthy of a kingdom. Maya has made you completely unworthy. Yesterday someone came to meet Baba, but he didn't understand a thing. Baba explained to him, "All of these are Brahma Kumars, and you too are a child of Brahma and Shiva." He said, "I am definitely that, if you say so." Having heard this, he just accepted it, but it didn't touch his heart. The arrow that he truly is his child didn't strike him. This one is also his child and is claiming his inheritance. In any case, there are many children here in which very little sits in their intellects. Happiness or spiritual intoxication is not visible. The mercury of happiness should rise inside you. All of this is also revealed on the face. You brides are now being decorated with this knowledge. You know you are the brides of the bridegroom. There is the story of the farmer's daughter. A king married a farmer's daughter, but she didn't experience any pleasure in being in the kingdom, and he therefore sent her back to her village. He said that she was unworthy of being in the kingdom. Here too the father is decorating you to become future empresses. They say of Sri Krishna that he abducted women to make them into queens. However, they don't understand anything. They are all irreligiously minded. They believe that the world continues in that way and that it is nature. There are many who neither go to temples, etc., nor even believe in the scriptures. Even the government doesn't believe in religion. They just don't know what religion Bharat had and what religion it has now. You children now belong to the deity clan. Just as they belong to the Christian clan, so you belong to the Brahmin clan. The father says, first of all, I change you children from impure Shudras into Brahmins. After becoming pure, you will become part of the deity community for 21 births. You will go into the laps of the deities. Previously, you were in devilish laps. You have come from devilish laps into God's lap. Children of the one father are brothers and sisters. This is a wonder. All of you say that you belong to the Brahmin clan. You have to follow Srimad, give happiness to everyone, and show them this path. No one in the world would tell you how to claim the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited father. You have found the unlimited father. You have now become his children. You use your intellects to understand that those who claimed their inheritance from the father in the previous cycle will do so again. If their intellects have even a little of this knowledge in them, they would definitely come here at some time or another. They would come to receive something or other. Among you too, you understand this number-wise. Today you have come here to become pure, and tomorrow you become impure. When you are coloured by bad company, you forget that if you leave the Father after belonging to him, you would become a very sinful soul. When someone kills another person, that sin is accumulated in him. That sin is small compared to those who belong to the father here and then divorce him. They break their promise and become vicious. They accumulate a lot of sin. On the path of ignorance, they don't accumulate as much as they do on the path of this knowledge. On the path of ignorance, it is common for people to become angry. Here, if you become angry with someone, there is 100-fold punishment, and your stage falls right down because you didn't follow God's orders. You received Dharamraj's orders, become pure. If, after belonging to God, you disobey his orders, even slightly, 100-fold punishment is accumulated. That one is the Creator. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are also his creation. Dharamraj is also a creation. Baba gives you visions of the form of Dharamraj. You will then be shown the evidence. Look, you promised that you would never become angry or cause anyone sorrow. In spite of that, you caused sorrow and distress to so-and-so. Therefore, this is now the punishment for it. He doesn't give punishment without giving you a vision. There has to be the proof. You then understand, truly, I left the Father and performed those sinful actions. When you defame God, there are difficulties experienced by many. There are so many innocent women in bondage. All the punishment is then accumulated by those who defamed the Father. This is why the Father says, if you want to see the greatest sinful souls, see them here. If a laundryman has clothes that are really too dirty to wash, then when he beats them with a stick, they tear apart. Here too, when they're unable to tolerate a beating, they leave. Having come into God's lap, if you disobey him directly, there will have to be punishment. The head Brahmin teacher who brings others in a group has a very big responsibility. If even one person lets go of Baba's hand and becomes vicious, the sin of that is also accumulated by the person who brought him here. No one should bring any such people into the court of Indra. There are also the stories of Nilampari and Pukrajpari, different fairies. When someone brought another person into the court of Indra secretly, there was a bad odour in the court of Indra. The one who brought the other person accumulated the sin. There are stories like that in which someone turns into stone. Baba is making you into lords of divinity. However, if you disobey him, you become stone and lose the great fortune of claiming a kingdom. For instance, if a poor person is adopted by a king but becomes unworthy, what would happen if the king then threw him out? He would become poverty-stricken again. It is the same here. A lot of sorrow would then be experienced. This is why Baba says, "Never disobey me." Because the father is in an ordinary form, you forget Shiv Baba, and your intellects are diverted to the corporeal one. You children are now receiving Srimat. Those who become dirty cannot then sit in the court of Indra. Every centre is the court of Indra, where this knowledge is being reigned. There are the names Nilampari, Pukrajpari. Nilam is a jewel. These names are given to the children. Some are very good, valuable jewels and don't have any flaws. Some jewels are full of flaws, whereas others are very pure. The jewels here are also number-wise. Some jewels are very valuable and do very good service. Instead of doing service, some do disservice. There is so much difference between a rose and an akk flower. Both are offered to Shiva. You now know who the flowers among you are. They are the ones people ask for. They ask Baba to send them, those who are very good flowers. Now, where would you get good flowers from? The ratanjyot, a fragrant flower, is a common flower. This is a garden. You are also the Ganges of this knowledge, and Baba is the ocean. This Brahma is the Brahmaputra, the biggest river of all. In Calcutta, the Brahmaputra river is very long, and there is a very big confluence, Mela, of the ocean and the river there. Truly, Baba is the ocean of knowledge. He is the living ocean of knowledge. You are the living rivers of this knowledge. That is the Ganges of water. In fact, the rivers are named after you. However, the devilish community have forgotten even this. They show a four-armed image in the Ganges at Haridwar. They even call it the Ganges. People don't understand who the four-armed image is. You truly become spinners of the discus of self-realization at this time. You are the true rivers of this knowledge. Those are just rivers of water where they go to bathe. They don't understand anything. They think it is a goddess. Human beings can never have 4 to 8 arms. They don't understand the meaning of anything. You children know what Baba is making you into. You were 100% senseless. By coming into Baba's lap, we become the masters of heaven. Although someone may be a king here, there is the difference of day and night between the happiness of heaven and the happiness here. Among you there are even some souls who neither understand the Father nor themselves. Each of you should check yourself to see how much fragrance you are giving. Do I say wrong things? Do I become angry? The Father can very quickly understand what a particular child is like from his activity. The Father loves serviceable children very much. Not everyone can be loved to the same extent. For such children, there are automatically blessings emerging from inside. If a child is disobedient, his father would say, it would be better if he were dead. He defames the father's name so much. This is called destiny. You can instantly tell what is destined for someone. Baba explains, this one is a worthy child, and this one is unworthy. What can one do if someone doesn't recognize Bab Dada and doesn't have the fortune of claiming the inheritance? The laws on the path of this knowledge are very strict. If a father becomes pure but his child doesn't, that child cannot then claim a right to anything. He, the father, would not consider him to be his child. He would say, I will make Shiv Baba my heir, and he will give me the return of that for 21 births. This doesn't mean that you can come and settle down here with Baba. No, you have to live at home and look after everyone, but as a trustee. It isn't that the father will look after your children, etc. No. Those who have such thoughts go astray. Here, with Baba, everyone has to be completely pure. No one impure is allowed to sit here. Otherwise, the intellect will become stone. Baba is not cursing anyone. This is a law. The father says, remain cautious. If you perform any sinful deed with your physical organs, you die. The destination is very high. After becoming a child of God, all the illnesses will erupt. However, you mustn't be afraid. Even herbalists say, by taking this particular medicine, all the illness inside you will erupt. But don't be afraid. The Father himself also says, when you belong to the Father, Maya Ravan will harass you a great deal and bring many storms. You have now received intellects to discriminate between what is wrong and what is right. No one else has the intellect to discern between right and wrong. Human beings have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction. Even among you too, the intellects you have are loving, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Those who have loving intellects will do very good service for the Father. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bab Dada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. After becoming a child of God, don't disobey his order even slightly. Don't do anything sinful with your physical organs. Don't use wrong words. Become worthy and claim blessings from the Father. 2. Be a trustee and look after your household. Completely follow the laws of the path of this knowledge. Understand right from wrong and remain cautious of Maya. Blessing. May you become full of all treasures to quench the thirst of desperate, thirsty, beggar souls. Just as people who are being swept along in the waves and are drowning look for the support of a straw, in the same way, when a wave of sorrow comes, you will then see how many desperate souls who are begging for happiness or peace will come in front of you. In order to quench the thirst of such thirsty souls, fill yourself with supersensuous joy, all powers and all treasures. Accumulate so many treasures that you will be able to maintain your stage for all time, and also enable other souls to become complete. Slogan: have benevolent feelings while giving others teachings, and those teachings will reach their hearts. Aviat signal: to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. To remain cheerful is a virtue of this knowledge, and you simply have to add spirituality to that. The sanskar of remaining cheerful is also a blessing, which will help you a lot at any time of need. Those who remain constantly in a cheerful state are able to make others cheerful, no matter what the condition of their minds may be. Those with an easy nature make a heavy atmosphere very light with their cheerful and happy face. Om Shanti.